Glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and glad especially to welcome our visitors and our guests with us. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll come join us again soon. Don't think that what you see over here on your left is normal. See, Jim, he's not normal. No. Today we are commemorating the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, and we got all kind of special music and exciting things to happen, and we're glad you're here to commemorate this event. I do want to remind you, though, that next Sunday is All Saints Sunday, and we do invite you to submit names of people who have died since last November 1st. To be remembered during the service. We have to have those names by Wednesday at noon, so please, if you have not turned the names in, please do that soon. Also, out in the narthex, you will find order forms for the poinsettias. Our deadline is November 15th on that, and we'd really like, with being on TV this year, have y'all heard that? We're going to be on TV. We'd love to have lots of poinsettias to be up here. The order form is out there. It'll be coming in your newsletter. I've emailed it out this week, so we're putting them out there, and we hope you'll respond for that. Also in the narthex, you will find copies of the 2018 proposed spending plan. Information about that's in the narthex. That's in preparation for our annual congregational meeting, which is coming up November 19th. But the information's already out there now, in case, and we encourage you to look at it. Sarah.
Good morning.
Hey, Sarah, I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
On Christmas Eve,
yeah.
I want you to find somebody named Eve to go along with us.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'll just get a new dog and name it Eve.
There you go. Let us prepare for our worship. Thank you. Christ. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, the one who fashions us, the one who heals us, the one who reforms us again and again.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin, calling for God's transforming power. Source of all life, we confess that we have not allowed your grace to set us free. We fear that we are not good enough. We hear your word of love freely given to us, yet we expect others to earn it. We turn the church inward rather than moving it out. Forgive us, stir us, reform us to be a church powered by love, willing to speak for what is right, act for what is just, and seek the healing of your whole creation. Amen. God hears our cry and sends the Spirit to change us and to empower our lives in the world. Our sins are forgiven. God's love is unconditional, and we are raised up as God's people who will always be made new. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Please bless, pray, and hold.
with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel. And bestow on the church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Would the children please come forward? Good morning, guys. I have something exciting to show you. When I was your age, whenever we wanted to look at pictures, you know, like of our family and stuff, you know what we had to look at? Real pictures that were like pieces of paper with pictures on it. No, we didn't have phones like that. Those did not exist. We had to look at actual things you could hold in your hand, and those were paper, yeah. Well, no, it wasn't copy paper. These were pictures. It was a special kind of paper that the pictures came in. We had to write with pencils and stuff. We couldn't type. Yeah. We had to scratch it in a rock. And no. No. You type at school, yeah. But nowadays, you're right, Cry. We have phones, and we can look at pictures on our phones. Of course. Yep, I sure do. Yes, I do. I have, yeah. In fact, they're really trouble because they're older than y'all are. They're much more trouble than y'all are. So anyway, so I have lots of pictures on my phone. I have pictures of my family. No, I don't have any pictures of me in this suit. I have pictures of my dogs. I have pictures of events that I have been to. But the reason I like to look at the pictures is it shows me pictures of people that I love, right? Reminds us of what I used to do. That's right. But I love the people that are in the pictures. And so I got a special picture on here I wanted to show you on my phone. And it is a picture of some people God loves. Would you like to see that?
Yes.
All right, come up here and sit beside me and I can show you the picture God loves. I'll move over. Yes, ma'am. Rumpelstiltskin. All right. So, you ready to see the picture of who God loves?
Yes.
Okay. Wait a minute. That's not the right picture. This is the right picture. You see the people God loves?
Oh, it's us.
It's us, isn't it? You know what? They can see the picture God loves too. Look. That's who God loves. Oh, look, somebody's waving. Yeah. God loves each and every one of us, and that's what we're remembering today, especially if you listen to our lessons. It's all about how much God loves us, and what a great way to remember it.
I see you.
You see me? Oh, that's ugly. Let's take this off. But see, we get to see a picture of everybody that God loves, and here we are, and there they are. And so we can remember. Oh, then I'd have to keep it. So anyway, so that's what I want you to remember today. We are God's people. He made us belong to him, and we are his forever.
Did you went to the fair?
Nope, I did not. Nope, I did not. All right, let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that you love us, and we are thankful that you have made us yours. Help us to live as yours always. Amen.
Amen.
All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The first lesson is from the 31st chapter of Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, "Know the Lord," for they shall all know me, for from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Embrace.
the second lesson is from the third chapter of Romans. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over their sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Quite a few years ago now, Garrison Keillor wrote an essay called "Singing with the Lutherans." In case you don't know Keillor, until he recently retired, he was the host of a Prairie Home Companion, a weekly live show on public radio. In the show, he often talks about his childhood in Minnesota, and in particular of the Lutherans there. It's all in fun, but often with great insight, too. Here's his essay. "I have made fun of Lutherans for years. Who wouldn't if you lived in Minnesota? But I have also sung with Lutherans, and that is one of the main joys of life, along with hot baths and fresh sweet corn. We make fun of Lutherans for their blandness, their excessive calm, their fear of giving offense, their lack of speed, and also for their secret fondness for macaroni and cheese. But nobody sings like they do. If you ask an audience in New York City, a relatively Lutheranless place, to sing along on a chorus of 'Michael Row the Boat Ashore,' they will look daggers at you as if you had just asked them to strip to their underwear. But if you do this among Lutherans, they'll smile and row that boat ashore and up on the beach and down the road. Lutherans are bred from childhood to sing in four-part harmony. It's a talent that comes from sitting on the lap of someone singing alto or tenor or bass and hearing the harmonic intervals by putting your little head against that person's rib cage. It's natural for Lutherans to sing in harmony. We're too modest to be soloists, too worldly to sing in unison. When you're singing in the key of C and you slide into the A7th and D7th chords, all 200 of you, it's an emotionally fulfilling moment. I once sang the bass line of Children of the Heavenly Father in a room with about 3,000 Lutherans in it. And when we were finished, we all had tears in our eyes, partly from the promise that God will not forsake us, partly from the proximity of all those lovely voices. By our joining in harmony, we somehow promise that we will not forsake each other. I do believe this. These Lutherans are the sort of people you could call up when you're in deep distress. If you're dying, they'll comfort you. If you're lonely, they'll talk to you. And if you're hungry, they'll give you tuna salad. As we commemorate the 500th anniversary of the beginnings of the Reformation today, I think that essay says some things we can be proud of as Lutherans. We are Christians who like to sing our praises to God, and as Luther says, he who sings prays twice. We are Christians seeking to live in harmony with others and to build bridges between people instead of walls. And we are Christians who care for others with mercy and compassion. That last one is especially important today. In our gospel lesson, Jesus told the people, "So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." It might be a little hard for us to hear and understand that today. Our idea of freedom tends to be shaped by the political world. Or maybe we think of it in material ways, as if we are free to buy whatever we want. Or we might think of it in terms of our time. We are free to spend our time how we want. Or we might think of freedom in relationships. We are free to be with the people we want and not with the people we don't want. But none of that is what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about our spiritual condition, that everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. And what that means is not just the bad things we do or think, but even more, that our very nature is to trust in ourselves and our own efforts and abilities in daily living instead of God. Jesus came to invite us into relationship with the true living God who is slow to anger, full of compassion, and abounding in steadfast love. Jesus invites us to know and to trust this God wholeheartedly. In other words, Jesus invites us to freedom. And that's where we come back to the Reformation. You see, one of the strongest points that Luther made was that the Christian is free. We are free from having to be concerned about our salvation. Jesus has done all that needs doing in order for us to be saved. And because of that, because we are free from that concern, we are free for compassion, service, and love to our neighbor. You see, freedom works both ways. We are free from, and we are free for. David Lowes describes it this way: Christian freedom is freedom from precisely the need to justify and establish ourselves on our own. At the same time, Christian freedom is freedom for life in relationship with God and each other, because we believe we have been created for just such relationships and cannot be either whole or free apart from them. We are called to work for the betterment of our neighbor and the good of all. We are free from sin. We are free for living for each other. Today, we commemorate the 500th anniversary of the beginnings of the Reformation. But even more, today we are invited into a new vision of a genuine relationship with God and with one another. And that beats tuna salad any day. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, we worship you today because of your grace. You are awesome in your power and majesty, but the thing that draws us to you most of all is the grace we receive through you, Jesus. We would be lost without your love for us. Thank you for the forgiveness, the freedom, and the faith your grace brings. Lord, in your mercy, Father of all the human family, we worship you today in gratitude for the church. With Christians all over the world, we strive for justice and peace, and together we share the good news of your love for all. But even more, O God, we are thankful for this church, for this family of faith here. Here we gather. Here we support one another. Here we carry one another's burdens. Here we share our joy. Here our love has its source in your love. Keep us now and always focused on you and strengthen our love for each other. Lord, in your mercy, God of compassion, we pray now for the many who are in need. Give your comfort, your healing, your help, your love, and your strength to any and all in need. Bless your children, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, reform us, O God of grace. Reform us in your image, that all we are might show your love and grace to all the world. May our hearts desire to worship you, to read your word, to know you more each day. Increase our desire to pray, and in our prayers be near to us. Make us your people, O God, held in your heart forever. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Thank you.
us pray. God of life, you give us these gifts of the earth, these resources of our life and our labor. Take them, offered in great thanksgiving, and use them to set a table that will heal the whole creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Praise you, all holy God,
our Maker, our Lover, our Healer,
for the universe beyond our knowing,
for seas and forests and hills,
for creatures seen and unseen,
for animals and wild and tame,
for the places we humans call home,
for cities and churches and schools.
We praise you for your covenant people, and for centuries of faithful Christians.
For Mary Magdalene, Peter, and Paul, and all those who have had faith.
We praise you, O God, for Jesus Christ,
who saves us from sin and from evil,
embodying forgiveness, granting us grace,
setting us free.
The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And so we remember your word.
His life, his death, and his glorious resurrection.
His presence in this meal around the world.
And we proclaim the mystery of our faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We pray, O God, for your Spirit.
Your breath, your fire, and your wisdom.
Bless this meal and all those who share it.
Inspire your people.
And renew the world with your mercy.
With your healing, your justice, and your peace.
We praise you, all holy God.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Today, tomorrow, and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
is my shepherd, the good shepherd. And he knows his sheep, and they know his voice. They His voice. As a shepherd to his lambs is known, they are known and loved by their master. And he lay down his life for the sheep. He lay down his life for the sheep.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Holy and compassionate God, in bread and wine, you give us gifts that form us to be humble and courageous. May your words come to life in our serving and in our witness, that we might speak a living voice of healing and justice to all the world through Jesus Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
unseen spot unless you're seeing it today. I know. Yeah. It's going to be like holding it before long to complete it. Yeah. So it looks good to me.
The big ones, you get the little ones. How about that?
Okay.
You want to put your purse on that bench
Ooh,
over
gosh,
there?
Oh,
here, pour it.
Oh. I'll take it home and do it.
Let's get some spray on it. Yeah. Just put it right back there.
lift the flowers out and take them. There's nothing to carry them in, is there?
Oh, are you supposed to get them?
I am.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you just pick them up. There's a container in there that they're in.
I said, Cornelia said, are you going to take them? Because she takes them to shut in.
Yeah.
I said, because today's actually Jan's birthday.
Oh,
and she
yeah.
said, well, why didn't you put that in the bulletin? I said, because I didn't feel like putting given by Kim Campbell in honor of Jan's asterisk birthday.
Oh. Yeah, uh-huh, just pick them up. Just trying to get some of the water out. Pull it back over there. I've pulled it.
You need some.
Look at you pulling that up.
No, I just didn't want the water to get on the.
On the red.
Yeah. So I'm trying
camera,
to.
You want me to pull the camera out for now?
Uh-uh. No, I'm
just.
Gonna
get you another dry.
Trying to get
you another dry paper towel.
You could if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Thank you.
two under and one on top.
Yeah, I just don't want it to get on the red, the water.
We're going to try. Eternal means all the time. There was some whip right there, Martha, but I got that off too.
Pull it back that way.
Let it soak in the cloth a little bit.
I'll let it dry a little bit, and then I'll come back after we get to eat it and take it out.
Okay.
Why did mine get way up front? I did it.
You did it.
I did it.
She took one of those little cups and dipped it in.
Nice. They need the something else to do. Clean this barrel in it. He did fill it too full.
Both of them were full.
They were way too full.
She got to it too quick.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
But it's all right now. But I guess we're lucky it wasn't worse. Carol was up here talking to them just before we walked up here.
Well, that's nothing now. It's just wet.
That's right.
It looks like it's clear.
Yeah. Yeah. Caught it. When you do it fast, right after it happens, it usually comes out good.
No, don't need to worry about it. Nothing to it.
We didn't see any spots.
No spots. No.
We're good.
I'll come back after. We get to eating and take
tell you, it's hard with white, and we use red wine. Purple wine,
maybe
almost.
We should start using white wine.
You explain that to Pastor.
Yeah, why don't we start
he
using
won't do
white
that.
Grape
He's
wine?
He's not going to
know that. Well, white grape is the same as like purple
but
grape.
It doesn't have the image.
Of the blood.
Well, we'll put a few drops in his.
Yeah.
The one that he uses. We'll put a few drops in
there. We're lucky we don't have to have the red door, so don't push it.
I got this in my house.
Front and back.
She said it's in the same.
We're going to have to get a new door.
I hunted for you all after church to find it because I needed to get in my car.
I gave it to Shannon. She said she was going back.
Get me put that back there.
She was hunting you.
I was hunting both of y'all because I needed to get in my car. So I thought, heck with it. I got keyless entry.
I've just done everything wrong today. Everything
I
wrong.
No, nothing's wrong. Diane, you want me to take this back? And then we'll be ready to go.
I'm going to go that way.
And I even got up early to come change the bottle. And
it was already changed.
I know. Andrew had changed it.
Thank you.